Now, the truth is never, as it were, spoken in a vacuum. You may have some truth to speak, but you don't go out into the garden and just speak the truth, among the trees and the flowers. You don't do that. It isn't psychologically possible, apparently. So the truth is always spoken to someone. And this brings us to the second level of right speech, or the second stage of communication, which is that right speech, or perfect speech, is affectionate or is loving. Now, what does this mean? It doesn't mean that it's affectionate in the ordinary sense, in the sort of gushing, sentimental sense. If someone comes along and starts talking to you and calls you dear or darling, it isn't necessarily affectionate. It may be something else behind it. So when we say that right speech or perfect speech is affectionate or loving, we don't mean this sort of thing. When we say that right speech or the truth should be affectionate, should be loving, we mean that the truth should be spoken in full awareness of the person to whom one is speaking. But how many people can do this? How often do people speak the truth, or even speak at all, with full awareness of the person to whom they are speaking? If we just reflect, we'll recollect, perhaps even to our horror, that usually when we speak to people, or even when they speak to us, we don't really look at the other person. This is the first thing. You don't even look at the other person. Either you look at their ear, or you look down a bit, or you look a bit above their head, or look a little to the side, but you don't really look at the person to whom you are speaking. So because you don't even look at them, you can't be really aware of the other person. Now, there are many definitions of love, and the Reverend Jack Austin, only a few minutes ago, when we were waiting to come in, remarked that he was surprised to see how many books there were lying about this retreat centre all about love. Well, I've read myself some of those books, and they give some excellent definitions of love. But there's one more definition which is perhaps possible. I think for the purposes of this context, this talk, we may say that love is the awareness of the being of another person. Let me repeat that. Love is the awareness of the being of another person. And this means, or from this it follows, that we can't speak truthfully, we can't speak affectionately to another person, for the simple reason that we don't know them. We're not aware of them. We don't see them as they are, because we don't even take the trouble to look. If we look at all, if we are aware, or conscious I should say, to any extent of them, we tend to see them in terms of our own emotional reactions to them. Just like the weather. If we want to go out, well, the sun is shining, so we say it's a lovely day. But if the farmer was looking out of the window, and if he wanted rain for his crops, well, if it was raining heavily, he would say, it's a lovely day. So our judgments in this way tends to be subjective. And it's just like that with regard to people. We see them in terms of our own emotional reactions to us. If they do, or if they say to us what we like, we say how good they are, how kind they are, and so on. But usually we never get to the core of the person himself or herself, because we're never aware of them, never know them. And if we communicate at all, we tend to communicate with our own mental projections onto that person. And this is why there are so many misunderstandings between people and so many disappointments. Why so often we're disappointed by the people we meet, or the people with whom we come into contact, even the people that we've known for a long time, but we're not really in contact or communication with or aware of them, but only of and with our own mental, emotional projections.